Just how satisfying was that?
Well, I thought it was. I couldn't ask any more, Alan. I thought a complete performance from everybody, really. You know, we took the goal, we defended well. I thought tactically we got it right. We made a couple of changes from last week's game because I thought we'd have got turned over playing the way we did against Brentford. So, Greg Alford did a position for us and did really well. But I thought everybody did. Derbyshire out of position down the left and scores the goal. You know, I thought we had three or four great chances, really, but we couldn't. That's the disappointment for me. We couldn't actually finish it off.
Some people will judge it that Sheffield Wednesday were very poor by their standards today, but how much credit for that is due to you?
Well, I think it depends which camp you're in, doesn't it, really? Mm-hmm. I think anybody that understands football will think, you know, we got it spot on today. And the opponents were only as good as we let them.
As you say, yeah, great chances in the first half, could have been two up.
We could have.
Second half, you had a lot of defending to do, but
we didn't see any clear cut chances on, did we? You know, I didn't see anything untoward. The pressure was there. We knew the pressure was there. We tried to sort of limit the crosses coming in, and in the end, it was, you know, it was a long ball job, wasn't it, coming in every time now, and that's what it had to be resorted to. I thought when we could break quickly, we did. You know, I thought, like I say, young Wardy and Danny Ward just. You know, he did everything up front to ask of him. I thought he held us together, really, which, away from home, you need your forwards to stand up and be counted, and I thought they did today.
Two wins back-to-back must give you a lot of hope.
Yeah, we've got a long way to go. And, like, don't get any easier, do they? Middlesbrough at home, Derby at home, Ipswich away. But, we were, you know, all I said to the lads is, let's enjoy it. You know, whatever period I've got here, how many games... I'm going to enjoy it, so I want you lot to do it. As long as you do as you're told and we don't shirk our responsibilities, I'm happy.
And finally, did you get the abuse you wanted?
Absolutely, yeah. I think people say about abuse, Alan, but, you know, deep down, I think it's abusive respect, if I'm honest, because I think they know, the Wednesdayites, that when I come with a side here, they know they're in for a game. And I don't think they're bad judges, really. They'll be going home cursing me, but they'll know, not again.
Did the ref get the McGeady decision and the linesman in tandem? Did they get that right in the end?
Well, to be honest, I've not seen it back on the IT because I've come straight out. But at first, the guy's in front of the goalie and it looks, you know. But I think the linesman didn't think that he actually touched it. I think he thought it went straight in from the shop. So I think once he was told that the lad, you know, he put his flag up, credit to him. We've not had much luck lately. So if it's a bit of luck, then I think we deserved it.
You mentioned the run as well, but you've beaten a good side here. There's no question you can go and beat Middlesbrough and Derbys and Ipswiches if you play like that.
Well, I don't think Wednesday will be far away, me. They might be disappointed today. I bet you that's the most difficult game they've got the rest of the season, me. And I think they've got some good players that we were a bit unlucky last week losing, you know, first area because, I think he's a good player. And I think if they can get in the playoffs, I don't see any reason why they don't get back into the top flight, which is a sickener for me, really, being a Blade.
Very surprising me to say that as well, Neil.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I think he's a good bloke, the manager. So I've nothing, you know, I'm away from it now. And yes, I've enjoyed today. Well, who wouldn't at my age? You know, it could be the last time I come here.
I said to you last week, you're trying around like a 37-year-old, not 67-year-old. And that's still the case. The years are coming off you with this role of yours.
Yeah, I think when you enjoy, I enjoy the adrenaline in training. I love talking to the players and taking the pressure off them and seeing them smile. And it's difficult, you know, it's not just Rotherham. It's amazing what you can do with a football team, whether it's my old team Toddick on a Sunday, the Sheffield and District League. It doesn't matter. If you can make people believe that they're better than what they are, it's a great job being a manager of any level.